Page 30. Saying Goodbye. Listen. Mr. and Mrs. Karpov are at the Moscow airport. They're saying goodbye to their son, Sasha, and his family. It's a very emotional day. In a few minutes, Sasha and his family will get on a plane and fly to Canada. They won't be coming back. They're leaving Russia permanently, and Mr. and Mrs. Karpov won't be seeing them for a long, long time. Sasha and his family are excited about their plans for the future. They're going to stay with his wife's relatives in Toronto. Sasha will work in the family's restaurant. His wife, Marina, will take any job she can find during the day, and she'll study English at night. The children will begin school in September. Mr. and Mrs. Karpov are both happy and sad. They're happy because they know that their son will have a good life in his new home. However, they're sad because they know they're going to be very lonely. Their apartment will be quiet and empty, and they won't see their grandchildren grow up. Someday, Mr. and Mrs. Karpov will visit Toronto, or perhaps they'll even move there. But until then, they're going to miss their family very much. As you can imagine, it's very difficult for them to say goodbye.